The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Wahhabis don't like when we call them Wahhabis. This is how they are known popularly all over the world. So we use the same term. But ask themselves, they will always write about themselves and talk about themselves as Salafis. Salafis means those who follow the first early generations of Islam. They are known to be those who claim themselves to be Puritan. You know, they believe we follow in the pure Islam. Not this Islam which has been diluted by the Persians and the Turks and the South Asians and other, you know, communities who converted to Islam. So they claim to be the custodian of the pure, you know, Islam. And they say we follow the Salaf. Salaf means the ancestors, referring to the first generation of Islam. On this point of visitation of the grave, especially of those who have higher rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's Anbiya, Awliya, or Shuhada, let us look at what was the tradition of the Salaf. Because Wahhabis say we are Salafi. If you look at the Sunni sources, you will see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam every year, beginning of the Islamic calendar, he would actually specially travel, it was not that far, from the city of Medina to Uhud to visit the grave of the Shuhada of Uhud, the second battle which took place, especially Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, who was known as Sayyid al-Shuhada, till the events of Karbala. After the events of Karbala, Hussein became Sayyid al-Shuhada, you know, chief of the martyrs on a universal level. And the Prophet, so according to their own sources, he used to annually go to Uhud for the ziyarat. Not only that, there is a very famous Sunni alim of India, Maulana Shibli Nu'mani, you know, 2-3 generations back. And his books are very popular even among the Arab Sunni scholars. He has a book known as Siratul Nabi, the biography of the Prophet. There he talks about this incident. He says that once the Prophet had gone on a journey, was coming back to Medina, and he passed by Uhud, so he stopped. And he says he went to the grave of his uncle Hamza, and he cried there as if the martyrdom has happened on the same that day. Means the azah, if I may use that term. The grief that the Prophet expressed on the grave of Hamza was as if that was the day Hamza was killed. And Shibli Nu'mani says this is 7 years after the Shahadat of Hamza. So all those who think that, you know, remembering the Shuhada and crying, what is this? This is futile and useless. This is the Sunnah of Rasulullah. If the Wahhabis look at their own Salaf, the Khalafa that they follow, Khalafa Rashideen, all of them, including the leaders that they follow after them, Muawiyah, it is one of his journeys for coming to Mecca and Medina. From Medina, he specially made a visit to Uhud. And he says, I had seen the Prophet passing by this area, turning towards Uhud, and doing the salam and dua for the shuhada of Karbala, shuhada of Uhud. So even their khulafa, there is not a single statement which says, don't go for the ziyarat of the qubur, especially of those who are shuhada in Islam. Interestingly, in the Sunni sources, you also see, especially when you look at the events regarding the grave of Hamza, they actually talk about Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha. And according to their narration, that she used to regularly go from the city of Medina to Uhud, especially to do the ziyarat of the grave of Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. And as the Sunni sources actually even caught the Imams of Ahlul Bayt on this issue about Bibi Fatima, there is one statement from the fifth Imam, from the Sunni source, where they say that Fatima bint Rasulullah كانت تزور قبر عمها حمزة, that Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, would visit the grave of Hamza, ترمه وتصلحه وقد تعلمته بحجر. She would repair it. ترمى, you know, مرمت. Something which is ruined, the wall or something, fallen down, you do marammat, you repair it. And then they say, وَقَدْ تَعَلَّمَتْهُ بِحَجَرٍ. She then put a huge stone there as a sign so people know that this is the grave of Hamza. Another narration they have, Hakim Mustadrak, this is Sunni source, quoting Amir al-Mu'mineen, that أن فاطمة كانت تزور قبر عمي حمزة كل جمعة. Every Friday, Fatima al-Zahra will go to visit the grave of Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada. فتصلي وتبكي عنده. She will do the namaz there also and even cry on that grave. So to go to the ziyarat of the Shuhada, you know, according to these traditions, it's not bid'at, it is not shirk, it is not haram. If you really are Salafi, follow your aslaf. This is the sunnah and the tradition of the true Salaf. Ask this Wahhabis, you know, why do you have this whole process of Hajj? Why do Muslims go for the Kaaba? What is Kaaba? They will say, well, it's Baytullah. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does your God really need a place? If you believe he lives in there, your Islam is gone. You confine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a special location. He is beyond this concept of, you know, locating him in one or limiting him in one space. He is La Makan. And the God who is La Makan doesn't need a house, is saying, this is my house. What is that? That is nothing but symbolism. He says, I don't need a house. Even Quran says, the ayat about it, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, the first house which was built by for the people. Allah doesn't say for me, referring to the Kaaba. So Kaaba was built for the need of the people. We need that. When we go there, we say, okay, Allah doesn't live here. He doesn't need this place. He doesn't have a house, actually. You can't confine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's everywhere, actually. But he says, I have considered this to be my house. It is nisbat, that connection that I have on a symbolic level, I would like you to come and visit it. And when you go there, you feel closer. And that's not shirk. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about ziyarat of Baytullah, it has an impact. That's why it has become wajib on those who have the health and the wealth to go for Hajj once in their lifetime. It is wajib for them to go for it. Because it has that sense. People come out, you know, the way they say, you know, born again Muslim. Many people think, oh, so now all my sins are forgiven. I do no qaza for my namaz and roza, violation of the rights of other people, no. You go back to the series we had in Tawbah and Istighfar, go through it. Yes, you will be forgiven, but there is a limitation there. You have to fulfill the duties that you have about it. But that is the sense that we have. When you go back, you come more re-energized as far as, you know, your spirituality is concerned. And that is the purpose of ziyarat. It is not actually an act of worship. We don't worship the Kaaba.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.